John Carlson, Kirby Wilbur, Lars Larson, live and local. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
It's 4:34, Talk Radio 570 KVI. It is Friday. Have a great weekend. Lots planned. Very busy rest of the show, though, so don't go anywhere until 6 o'clock. Frank from Burien, congratulations. Frank knew that John Wayne played Genghis Khan in the movie The Conqueror. Not one of John Wayne's Oscar moments. Didn't really look like Genghis Khan, but he played part of the movie. It was, Howard Hughes' movie, I believe, who made it. And he didn't quite look the part, but he did play Genghis Khan. So congratulations to Frank. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, best-selling author, probably knows more about guns than any other person I know in America. And he joins us now. And John, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it's great to talk to you again.
John, a couple things I want to talk about. One, you just did a study involving the increase in concealed carry permits and what it means, its possible impact on crime. Why were you studying concealed carry permits again, and what did you find in your study?
Well, we've been looking each year. We have a report that we put out on the number of permits out there and also who's been getting them. And we've continued to see a big increase in the number of concealed carry permits nationwide. There's now about 17.3 million Americans that have a concealed carry permit. That's up about 900,000 from what we had last year.
Wow.
And, you know, just to give you an idea, you go back a decade or so, go back to 2007, there were about 4.6 million concealed carry permits. So you've gone from 4.6 million to 17.3 million over that period of time.
Wow, that's quite an increase. That's like almost quadruple.
Right. And the number of, and the type of person who's been getting a permit's also been changing a fair amount. Now, the biggest increases you've seen again this year were for women and minorities, particularly Asians and blacks. And over the last 6 years, the increase for women has been about 100% more than you've seen for men. So women right now make up about 36% of concealed carry permit holders.
Wow. That's quite a few. Now, is this, I would assume there's a combination of things here. One is, I assume more states, some states have loosened the ability and the requirements for a concealed carry. And in some neighborhoods and areas, there's just a greater fear of crime. Are these considerations, are there others too out there?
Right. No, I mean, you're exactly right about the rules. You've gradually seen in the vast majority of states lower fees, for example, for going and getting permits. And I think that's one of the reasons why you've seen more blacks having concealed carry permits. You seem to find, particularly in major urban areas, poor people, you see more of them getting permits as the permit fees have gone down. Right now, it's the average state for getting a concealed carry permit is something around a little bit less than $60 for a five-year permit. I mean, it varies tremendously across mm-hmm. places. You know, when you're talking about the fees as well as the training requirements, you know, in some states, you don't have to pay anything. You have 14 states, which are so-called constitutional carry, which you only need a permit if you're going to be carrying outside of those states, if you're going to go visit other places. But if you're within those states, you're a law-abiding citizen, you know, and you don't have any criminal background. So, for example, Idaho, next to Washington mm-hmm. State, is an example of that. On the other hand, you have states like Illinois, where it can cost you a total of about $450 to go and get a concealed carry permit. Or in California, it varies a lot across the state, but there's some counties like San Francisco County, if you're one of the three lucky people that they allow, that they've let to get a permit there, you have to pay over $1,000 for just the training costs.
Is there any state of the 50 where it's simply prohibited, where there are no number of loops you can go through and hoops you can go through to get a permit? Or does each state allow a permit, but with just different requirements and different standards?
Right. Well, every state has, by law, saying that people can get concealed carry permits. There's a big difference across the states. Mm-hmm. So you have 42 states, which are so-called right-to-carry states, like Washington State, where as long as you meet the requirements, if you want to, you can go and get a concealed carry permit. So, you know, an age restriction, have to pay a fee, any training requirements that are there. And then you have eight states, which would include states like California, Hawaii, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, for example, where you not only have to meet those requirements, you also have to go and get permission from some local state official, whether it be a sheriff or a judge, depending upon the state, or a police chief, to demonstrate some type of need for being able to go and get a concealed carry permit. So in Hawaii, while you can technically go and get a permit, they haven't issued one to anybody. In fact, that's the recent Ninth Circuit court opinion striking down their laws that they have there in Hawaii, have said that you have to let people carry in some way. You actually have to allow them to do it, whether it be concealed or open. We'll see what happens with that case. But in California, for example, it's interesting. I just was able to get a list of everybody who they've granted a permit to in Los Angeles. And only about 225 people have a concealed carry permit in Los Angeles County, a county with about 8.5 million adults. And what's interesting is that who they give permits to. You think here's a liberal Democratic county that they would be sympathetic to women or minorities getting permits. In fact, while, as I mentioned earlier, about 36% of permit holders nationwide are women, in Los Angeles County, it's only 7%. And while you have about 12% or so of concealed carry permits being black nationwide, in Los Angeles County, it's only about 6%, and about 6% Hispanic, even though half the county is Hispanic. But you basically have it so there's white males, in particular extremely wealthy white males who are politically connected, are the ones who go and get permits, where you have Democrats determining who gets a permit. And the same is pretty much true for New York City, where we've looked at it also.
We're talking with John Lott. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, has written a series of best-selling books on guns, and he came out with a new study now on concealed carry permits across the country. John, did you look at how many concealed carry permit holders commit crimes or are convicted of crimes?
Yeah, I know we've updated that. We have that data each year that we put out, and what you continue to find is that concealed carry permits holders are incredibly law-abiding. If you look at firearms-related violations, what you find is that only thousands or tens of thousands of one percentage point of permit holders lose their permits for any type of firearms-related violation. If you look at any type of reason for doing it, you're talking about usually hundreds of one percentage point. And that's not only very law-abiding relative to the rest of the population, it's even law-abiding relative to police. Police officers, there's some research that looks at the rate that police are convicted of any type of firearms-related violation or any type of crime. And permit holders are convicted of firearms violations at about one-tenth the rate that police officers are convicted of those really? Types of crimes. And police officers are rarely convicted of any type of firearms violation at about 1/21st or so the rate of the general population, and permit holders are about 1/10 the rate of police officers.
Wow. I don't know if you heard the news today. Here in Washington, the Initiative 1639, which the Alliance for Gun Responsibility was trying to get on the ballot, the initiative petitions were tossed out by a judge who said they violated state standards for petitions because they did not fully include the language of the initiative. It was in such small print, couldn't be read, and other considerations. And it's going to the Supreme Court, but it's possible that that initiative, after gathering enough signatures, may not be on the ballot this November.
Right. Yeah, I know it's pretty ridiculous. You know, when you pass a law, you see it written up, they're going to be striking out the parts of the old law so you can see what's being removed, and then you would have text that would show you what's being added in. But they didn't do that.
That's right.
They didn't strike out. They didn't show you what parts of the existing law were being removed. It was all kind of the same print. You were unable to distinguish between it. And the type font was something like 6-point type font, which is kind of below the ability for most people to be able to read.
In fact, the judge held it up in the courtroom and said, "I have 20/20 and I can't read this." He actually held up a copy of the initiative. Yeah, so it's a good day, I think, for gun rights. Also, yesterday, federal court upheld the Texas campus carry law against the challenge. And so it's been a good day for a good couple of days, actually, for gun rights so far. John, if people wanted to get information on your organization or if they wanted to get information on your research on concealed carry, where would they go?
Well, they go to our website. Thanks for asking. It's crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org.
Okay, crimeresearch.org, if you want to catch up. Nobody, I think, in this country knows as much about guns as John Lott does, so if you want to be fully informed, even if you don't like the Second Amendment, even if you don't think people should have the right to own and carry guns, check in with John, so at least you can debate and argue the facts and not just feelings. crimeresearch.org. John, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. And yeah, I hope we get a chance to talk again soon.
Oh, great talking to you, Kirby. Right. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Thanks very much. All right, John Lott, crimeresearch.org.
Two regular guys separated by 20 years and a full head of hair. Markley and Van Camp, weekdays 9 to noon. Talk Radio 570 KVI.
It is coming up on 450 here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Next.